in-depth look when we put it all together, the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonderbell takes you further into the Word of God.
We're going to pick up where we left off. Moses was talking to the children of Israel, and he was telling them about how we should live and what God requires of us. And we was in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, and I'm going to just go back over the 7th and 8th verse. And it says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou rise up. And thou shalt bind them upon their hands, and they shall be as frontlets between their eyes." This was not a literal statement that he made, that it would, you bind it on their head and between their eyes, but it was more so of a command, you know, that they were supposed to keep. These are laws, and he said, these laws, distinctively, you got to keep them in view. Yeah, that means you got to look at them, and you got to carefully attend to them. Now, these laws, they are commandments, and they are especially important and necessary for us today. I repeat that. Now, we definitely should know that we should serve God with all our heart. We're to love Him with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength. This is how we're supposed to love God. But saints, how many know that the family is under siege? This is where we stopped off at. The family is under siege. And we need to help, parents need to take back control over their children. It isn't a matter of we want to or don't want to. It's something that we must do. You know, being a single parent, you still have to take care of your children. You have complete control over those children from the time they're born until they reach the age of accountability. You need to take over these children. You know, it's not enough to take these children to church. You need to teach them on the way to church. Let you know, if you don't know the words, get a tape. Put the scriptures in there. The scriptures is what matters anyway. You put the scriptures on and let them listen to them. Let them read the word to them instead of Harriet Potter books and all these far out children books. You know, that stuff, you can read some books to children. Harriet Potter, I wouldn't advise you to use that. But other books, it's not gonna hurt them to read them, but God has to come first. You know, take these phones and these tablets, these notebooks, and all this stuff, and let them read the Bible. You know, teach them how to be respectful to themselves. Children don't even respect themselves. They need to have respect for themselves, to you as parents, to their peers, to the elderly, to everybody. This will make them, this will take them further in life than money. This will keep them alive. They will grow properly, and God will be with them. God be with those that love Him. He's with you always. And He said, "I'll never leave you." God will not leave your children. You worried about your children. You upset about your children. You worried about them going out of the house. If they're going to get killed, they're going to come back. They'll come back. But you got to do your part. Put the word of God in them, and you stay prayerful every day of your life, and you thank God. "Lord, I thank you for taking care of my, ha, da, da, ha, glory to God. I thank you for taking care of my children. I thank you that when they go to the store that they'll come back alive. I thank you that they won't get shot down in the middle of the street. Lord, I thank you that if I leave them at home, that they won't get shot through the window of the house." God will take care of your children. Saints, we need to pray. These are the things that we need to pray for. You know, the Bible, it covers everything in our lives. But guess what? You got to know the word, and you got to practice the word daily. Deuteronomy says, all the time, every time, Every time you're with your child, you got to practice the word. Talk about the word. Speak the word. Sing the word. They love to sing. Sing the word. You know, God give benefits to those who keep his commandments. You know, your children will be blessed, you know, through God's teaching. When you teach them godly teaching, they will be blessed by it, saints of God. And this is what we want. You know, in John 14 and 21, John says, he that hath my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me, and he that loves me shall be loved by my Father. Saints, listen to this. But it comes with a condition. John 14 and 21, John says, he that hath my that hath my commandments and keep them, it is he that love me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Saints, listen at that. You need to get your dictionary. You need to look up manifest. Oh, it's awesome. It's totally that high. Oh, glory to God. It's totally awesome. You know, if it's one thing that I know right now that we all need to know, is that the church is in dire need of the presence of God. We need him to show up in our lives, you know, and in our circumstances. We need him to manifest himself to us, you know. And we know that loving him and being obedient will cause him to show up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. He will show up for us. He will show up. The scripture just said it, you know. You ought to be excited right now. You ought to just praise God right now. Let out a praise to God right now. You know, you ought to be ready to do all the things of God right now. You know, the will of God. Do the will of God so you can be blessed and you can have the favor of God in your lives. But nothing comes without faith. Saints of God, you can't run around like an empty bucket and don't think you need to have faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. We know that by faith, you know, we can't please God without faith. You know, we are to walk by faith. We are to live by faith. And guess what? Our righteousness and our right standing is by faith. All of this is by faith. Saints of God, faith is the currency that heaven uses, that we use to talk to heaven. We got to do it by faith. We have complete access to the things of God by faith. Listen to this. Complete access to the things of God, but it's got to come through faith. Christ dwells in our hearts by faith. If you want to know why stuff keep falling on them stony grounds, and if it keeps falling on those shallow grounds, and when it falls between the thorns and the thistles, that's in your heart. And when it falls in those places, it's not going to stay. But when it falls on good ground, that's faith ground. So we need to know the difference between the soil. You know, when we plant it in our heart, we have to keep it there by faith. It said Christ dwells in our hearts by faith. Faith comes, it don't complain. When we have faith, it doesn't complain. Uh-huh. It does not complain. It's not grumbling, you know. It's not mumbling. It's not complaining, you know. And it doesn't gripe. We know the story of Job. Job had a lot of negative feelings about his children, you know, which was brought on by fear. And we all have fear, but you got to learn to get rid of it, because God said, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. So he wondered, this is what Job did. He wondered if his children, if they were having a wild party, you know, he probably said to himself, no telling what they're doing right now. He kept rehearsing these negative things in his mind and in his thought life until they came to pass. All his children were destroyed by a great wind. It smote the four corners of the house, and the house fell on them. See, it doesn't pay us to worry. Worry is negative, and God cannot deal in negative. God deals in faith. Satan deals in the negative, but God deals in faith. Saints of God, faith don't complain. You know, you can't complain and be in faith. When you ask why, God, when you utter or speak all kinds of bad feelings, negative thoughts, when you become upset, tired of waiting for God to answer, well, let me tell you something. You have just gotten out of faith. Faith is patient, it's kind, it's long-suffering, it makes you glad, it's joyful, and we won't give in to the devil if we have faith. But when we lose that faith, saints of God, we give in to the devil. And the Bible tells us to don't give no place to the devil. When we give place to the devil, then we just stepped out of faith, and the devil can have us any kind of way he wants to. All these hurt feelings toward God, second-guessing God, blaming God, saying stuff like, well, but I don't know, you know, it will take you out of faith. And the prayers that you prayed is of no more effect. When we say anything that God didn't say, you have just nullified your faith, and you have to start over. You simply start over. Ask God for forgiveness. Get back in faith with the scriptures and hold fast to your confession of faith. Saints of God, we have to learn to hold fast. We have to hold fast to our faith. We have to go back over these requirements. And in order to hold fast to our faith, we need to go back over these requirements that Moses gave us in the book of Deuteronomy. We have to fear the Lord. It's no fear of God anymore. You know, people are saying nowadays, well, when is the end going to come? You know, I've been hearing this all of my life. And, you know, that was spoken in the Bible once, too. You know, I've been hearing this all of my life, and the end haven't came yet. Oh, yeah. The end comes every day, every second, because there's people going into eternity every day, every second of the day. There's people going on off into eternity. So you can say the end haven't came. It just haven't came for you. But it has come to a lot of people. And as I speak, more is taking on in. So you can't say the end haven't come. Yeah, it came to some people. It just haven't got you yet. So we need to fear the Lord. Stop saying crazy things. We need to fear the Lord. We need to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve him with all our hearts, all our soul, all our mind, you know, all of our strength. And we're to keep his commandments and his statutes. Saints of God, we have a lot of work to do. God has commanded us to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons and devils. He has called us to do mighty things, and we still haven't gotten on to the things that he called us to do in Colossians and in Corinthians, you know, where he gives us everything that we should be doing. We haven't gotten to all that yet. Well, saints of God, we need to get in the Word. We need to talk to God every day through prayer and supplication. We need to look at the spiritual things that he has given us to do. And we need to begin to work feverishly in those things.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare.